Welcome back. This is a special edition of Modern Business, where our guest host, Zach Fishman, brings us millennials in franchising. Our community is about sharing knowledge and tools that help us achieve our goals in business and beyond. This is Millennial Monthly on Modern Business.
Welcome back, everybody, to a December edition of Millennial Monthly. Thank you guys so much for joining us once again here. We're coming to a close this year on a really awesome year for Ryan and I here at Modern Business. We have done, you know, what feels like hundreds of podcasts at this point, and really, really happy to continue doing so, and really appreciate you guys continuing to listen. If you guys have any ideas for folks that you guys would like us to interview, please feel free to contact Ryan or myself directly, and we'll be happy to get that all set up for you. But, and you know, as you guys know, my name is Zach Fishman. I am your co-host of Modern Business, and specifically the host of Millennial Monthly. I'm really happy to say this is actually, I believe, the 15th segment that we've done for Millennial Monthly so far, and really appreciate you guys listening up on that. You know, in addition to that, folks, I did want to also highlight the fact that we are going to be at IFA this year for the very first time, recording booth. So if you guys are interested in being interviewed by Ryan or myself, IFA has afforded us the opportunity to allow us to do so at the IFA convention. So feel free to reach out to either of us directly so we can try and organize that with you. But that is not what we are here to talk about today, principally. I would love to welcome my next guest on Millennial Monthly, Mr. Shane Dunn. He is the Chief Development Officer and co-owner of Pedal Pub out of Minnesota. Shane, thank you so much for joining us, and hope you have some good holiday plans.
Absolutely, and thank you so much, Zach, for having us on your podcast. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, and you know, I know that we've been in discussions back and forth for a number of months now on how to try and get together and do some more stuff here. And I know that you've spoken to Ryan about it as well. So really happy that we can finally get you here on the show. And, you know, just for folks who don't know about you and haven't been to Nashville lately. So tell me a little bit about, you know, your business and how you guys got started and, you know, just kind of the founding story, if you wouldn't mind.
Absolutely. So Pedal Pub is definitely one of those things that as soon as you see the bike itself, or as soon as you see the brand, it's kind of that aha moment, like, oh, I have seen that before. We're in almost 70 different cities now, so chances are you've probably seen almost like bar on wheels with 16 people on it heading down the street somewhere and people hooting and hollering, and that's what gives it kind of its familiarity. The story of Pedal Pub, I mean, this thing's been around for literally over a decade. And for a little over 15 years in total, kind of worldwide, it started over in the Netherlands. Basically, it was done on a bet at a bar, two engineer brothers, basically sitting out the bar owner. There's this huge parade coming up called Mother's Day Parade, or Queen's Day Parade. And basically, the bar owner said, hey, I bet you guys can't build a bar on wheels that we can take as a float down the parade. And the brothers took the bet, sure enough, created the very first party bike ever. And some of the pictures circulated. It hit this craft beer scene group here in the United States. Two of the people that were part of this group saw the bike and immediately fell in love with it, flew over to the Netherlands, essentially cut a deal to be the exclusive distributor of the bike. And about 12 years ago, the Pedal Pub brand was founded. It was started in Minneapolis. First bike was deployed there. And then over the course of about 8 years, they created a licensed model, opened up almost 40 cities under this license model. And at that time is when we saw the opportunity, what they had in front of them. We saw that the licensing model and basically how they had set it up, we felt we could bring franchising to it and really pull something really cool together under a brand. We knew the experiential space was definitely a hot topic. And so our group, we've got a private equity group behind us. They've got tons and tons of experience in the franchising space. And so we all came together, franchised the concept. And now we've got, finishing this year, we'll be right around 24 franchise locations, 37 licensed locations, and just growing like crazy for 2020. We expect to have another 34 locations added by the end of 2020. So it's just been awesome.
And that's a great story. I mean, I've heard it before, but it's obviously a lot better to hear it from you directly rather than hearing it secondhand. And I think that It is fitting, of course, that it did start in the Netherlands. I feel like that it was impossible to go there without riding a bike somewhere. So it's kind of the culture, and I think it's pretty cool that you guys had a chance to kind of, you know, be the stewards of the brand in the U.S. And kind of take it into the franchising world, which is really awesome. And I think that, you know, one thing that is pretty clear that a lot of folks obviously know if you are on the show is that you are a pretty young guy. So I think that, you know, it is especially great that you were able to do that at such a young age. How did you guys really feel that the fact that you guys were young really helped to differentiate you guys against, you know, obviously your brand is quite different, but I mean, how did you guys kind of use that to, you know, help differentiate you guys just in the franchise space, just generally speaking as an offering, you know, or on the consumer or the franchise development side, you know, how did you guys use that to your benefit?
That's such a great question. And I don't think it was so apparent to us, like the whole millennial mix to our franchise concept, you know, versus any other franchise concept that's out there, until we actually, you know, started putting some effort into our PR and into getting integrated into the IFA and the various conferences around the country. And what I started to notice is as we started to speak at a lot of these different conferences, we started with the first one. We got invited by the Franchise Times to come in and speak in Vegas and talk about our concept. And, you know, they had said to us, this is so unique. It's so refreshing. It's so, you know, different than any of the things that we're really talking about in Vegas. We'd love to have you guys come out. And, you know, not having a lot of familiarity with all the different groups that were going to be there, it's kind of like we went through the conference and it was, you know, this fast food and this restaurant and this restaurant. And when we got up and started to talk, we realized that we were really targeting and talking about kind of almost like a completely different thing. And we were focusing on like a millennial market. And we, you know, the phrase FOMO is something we use so often in these conferences because it's so true. It's like the, you know, the fear of missing out, especially in the millennial market, is exactly what we're tapping into. And when we think about our bike and our experience, this is like not, hey, let's go up to the bar and go bar hop. Hey, let's go, you know, have some beers at the local bar down the road. It's like, hey, let's get a bunch of people together. We can go on this bike where we can get like some, you know, kind of fun, light exercise for a couple of hours. We have a dedicated sober pilot who's trained, who's going to take care of everything. And me and my 15 buddies are going to hang out, listen to great music, have a couple of beverages, make a couple stops. And while we're cruising down the city, like downtown Minneapolis, downtown Nashville, you're literally like a celebrity on that bike, and you have everybody around the streets. They got their phones out. They're taking pictures. They're posting it all over social media. So the social media played in huge, especially in like the millennial market. Instagram it's insane. We have, I don't know, 500,000 people that are posting and pushing and sharing information just every single week about Pedal Club specifically. And so it's like, we just hit this little nerve, this total FOMO, total millennial nerve. And we just kind of kept going with that theme, and it's just been building and building, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, the energy around it is, I think it's contagious.
No, yeah, absolutely. And I actually have had a chance to I believe I did something, either it was a copycat of you guys, or I think it may have actually been a Pedal Pub. Honestly, I think one of the best parts about doing what you guys do is that it is really fun, and sometimes it's kind of like a spur of the moment, you know, thing that you do with your friends, because it is like so Instagram friendly, and it is such a visual business that I think that, you know, it always has kind of struck me as really interesting as like, you know, the type of person that would actually want to open up maybe a pedal pub potentially. And I think that my next question to you really is, you know, have you guys tried to go after, you know, fellow millennials to be franchisees? And if so, how are you really finding those people? And, you know, what are some of the benefits that you guys are kind of saying for like a young entrepreneur that would be interested in potentially owning their own business? Why would somebody decide that a pedal pub would really be that thing that they would want to get involved in?
And that's such a great leading question, and ties in very, very well with, I think, what we're building. And again, kind of another, you know, millennial term, but to me is something that's been there for a long time, are these like tribes. You know, the word tribe meaning, you know, basically the network of people that you kind of keep and the company you keep around you. And as we start to expand, what we're starting to really see is we're starting to see this tribe, this group of people who have like essentially like these common characteristics. We are seeing a lot of millennials that are, you know, kind of in that spot of between, you know, maybe 27 to, you know, up to, you know, 35, 40, somewhere kind of in there. And a lot of the people who are coming into the system, I mean, these guys are just like energy galore and super, super entrepreneurial and super, super excited. And you know, they're doing some really, really cool things out there, and they've made good choices, and they've got like some cool careers going, but they want to be a part of other things too, and part of a network that's, you know, that's growing. And so as we're building this thing, we're just finding more and more people are just kind of getting attracted to this tribe and to this network, because it's just like this little like ball of energy. And all of a sudden a couple of groups come in and they know a couple of really, really good people who live over in, you know, XYZ city. And then pretty soon they get involved and now they're talking about it. And it's like, we've got Jacksonville, Florida, that's about to launch here in February. And it's been amazing. Now this group is phenomenal. And they are pushing so much information out via social media. And it's just amazing to me. It's like that saying, birds of a feather flock together. It's so true, because you're getting like every person who's connected to them socially and in their kind of world is now also reaching out to us to try to figure out where else they can go. So it's just kind of like, again, it's just this excitement and energy. It's the concept of Pedal Pub itself. And you're just tying in this kind of millennial generation who's looking for that, like, a network and people they can also connect with and utilize other people's experiences and leverage off of that and build this really, really cool business. And I think that's been, to me, one of the best parts about this, is just the network that we're building and how it's just spreading. And it's been awesome. It's been great.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you guys definitely have a very millennial proof business, because it is such a social media friendly brand. I think that it also involves, you know, that whole fear of missing out culture that we are all very much familiar with. I think that this certainly achieves that. I mean, if we're being honest, I mean, you're on a bike going down the middle of like a busy street, drinking while you're getting to hang out with your friends. And I think that it's like, if we're really saying what it is, if somebody was like an alien landing on Earth and we were explaining that, they'd be like, well, that sounds really fun. So, I mean, like, I think that it just like makes sense that you would want to be a part of that, which, you know, it checks out to me personally. But I guess another question that I do have for you, because it is such an Instagrammable, you know, I guess, culture that you guys have, is that primarily how you guys are finding your customers as well? Like, is it mostly that you guys are doing a lot of, you know, a lot of social media advertising and things like that, versus in kind of like that buzzworthy type of outreach versus kind of the traditional forms that a lot of other, you know, businesses that are, I guess, a little bit like the office supply businesses and things like that probably aren't doing what you guys do. Is that kind of what you guys lean more towards, is more the social media advertising when you're trying to find people to actually get on these bikes and ride them?
Well, Zach, I know you're probably going to find this next statement a little hard to believe, but there's actually part of the population out there in this country that do not like Pedal Pub. I know it's hard to imagine, right? I know
it is very hard
right now, but yeah, but there's half the population, I'm telling you, that absolutely hate what we're doing. And something we were talking about the other day in this kind of like social media context is to get a lot of engagement in social media, and how, you know, things really get pushed out there is by having like this polarization content. So absolutely, we are capitalizing on our social game in a very, very big way. We spend a lot of dollars through our social media platforms, and also a lot of our time. You know, a lot of time in social media is about, you know, creating content, pushing that content out there, and then how you basically, you know, keep pushing that content and getting more and more people engaged in it. And so we've gotten very, very focused on not just the people who absolutely love and rave and are, you know, cheering their pom-poms over Pedal Pub, but we're also focused on the people who are the naysayers and who are saying, you know, just, I can't even stress to you, like, if you want some entertainment for a good 10 to 15 minutes, simply go to Pedal Pub's Facebook page and go through and read all the comments. I mean, it is, I promise you, it's entertaining. And what we do is we capitalize on that. So we use this like polarization in our content that allows for all the people who are absolute haters to completely get involved and chime in. And then all the people who absolutely love it are chiming in. It's like you get like this stadium football effect where you've got half the crowd chanting, you know, great stuff, and the other half is, you know, basically taunting the other ones, and it just goes back and forth. But that's how we're getting 500,000 people talking about our brand every single week on social media. And the amount that we pay for it is a fraction of that. The rest of it is all just people who like to chime in and get their little comments heard. So it's absolutely fun in how we utilize social media specifically for our brand, because it just plays perfectly into, you know, where we are and how we communicate right now perfectly.
Yeah, I think that, you know, that multi-tiered approach is certainly, you know, a good idea to have, of course, right? But I think that at the end of the day, you guys have found a way to, you know, I guess, so to speak, as maybe our older counterparts may say, it's a more mature approach because it's diversified and it's not just dependent on one thing, which, to be honest with you, I didn't necessarily exactly expect. So I think it's a pretty cool thing that you guys do have, you know, multiple ways that you guys are finding these people. But yes, I mean, I understand that there is a slight bit of sensitivity when it comes to people drinking on bikes in the middle in the middle of a busy street in a major city. But I think at the end of the day, you know, it is meant to be a really fun thing. You guys have obviously built a really awesome business off of it. And I guess a question that I often have for you that I think that people both on the consumer side and on the franchise development side always wonder is, you know, because you guys are such are really kind of cultured as being a lot younger, in addition to social media, is there really any other type of technology that you guys are using that you guys feel are really helping you guys set yourselves apart at all in either arena? It could be both, but just kind of curious for folks, just so they can kind of hear, you know, what you guys are doing, because after all, you guys are young guys, and technology, certain types of technology to you may seem, you know, second nature, but to other folks who may be investing in it, it may not be. So is there anything in particular that you would want to highlight that might be helpful for people to know?
Absolutely. And I'll kind of answer that on two parts. You know, one part for sure on, you know, on the consumer side of things. You know, the consumer side of things is, you know, always advancing the brand. It's always taking into account that we've got something there. We've got a core. We know what it is. You've hit on it already. You know, it's like this group. It's, you know, a birthday party that you're going to go take this 2-hour tour. You kind of know what that tour is going to be like. You're in, you know, downtown Nashville. You're going to go hit Broadway for, you know, 2 hours, sit a couple of bars, have a couple of drinks, and that's kind of the tour. So one of the things that we're really, really conscious of as we push forward is how can we utilize technology to keep advancing that brand, keep advancing that experience, because it really does come down to that experience. And so a lot of things that we're actually working on and focusing on is actually different than just the typical, hey, this is Pedal Pub. You know, we know it as people, you know, driving around drinking and, you know, and partying essentially. We've got things that we're creating right now. Take the spin class world, which has got tons of hype and tons of excitement. We simply have a spin class already happening, but it's outdoors going down the street. So now, let's take some technology and how can we basically fine tune our bikes, mix in a little bit of some cool fitness concepts out there, throw some screens up on the bikes themselves, throw a spin class instructor in the middle. And now you're heading down Nashville. You're doing it at 8:00 in the morning. So it's a very, very different vibe and very different feel. And you're tying in technology to figure out what your heart rate is and take a spin class instructor. So there's things like that, that we're going to utilize technology to even change the game further from what most people will see as Pedal Pub. So we're for sure taking technology very, very seriously in how we advance our brand to basically break out of just the, you know, norm of what Pedal Pub is. And trust me, that's coming very early 2020. Now, on the flip side of it, when we think about, you know, from the franchisor standpoint, you know, one of our biggest challenges is really how much content and how many messages we're getting every single day. I mean, you got to imagine, we've got 70 different locations going. We service over 1 million riders per year. We've got, I don't know, I think it's like 50 million some odd views per year on our bike throughout our cities. And what's crazy is how many people are messaging us going, man, I'd love to be part of that. Oh, I'd love to be part of your franchise. And it's really hard when you're getting hundreds and hundreds of requests like that every day on how you manage that. Because out of that, there's only a small percent of people who are really the kind of people that we're going to want to bring into our fold, that we're going to want to have as partners in this business. Not that we want everyone as customers, but there's only a small percentage of them that we actually want as partners in this business. And so we utilize technology from a corporate level to really be able to fine tune that, because we have a very small team. We have 6 people here at our corporate office. Now we've got 12 people at our private equity firm. So we've got some bandwidth, but here at our corporate office, there's 6 of us. So our time is really, really important on how we spend it. And so we utilize technology to create these just amazing funnels that allow for us to bring people in, you know, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people every single week that come in through the top of the funnel. And we utilize the technology to move those people through that funnel very, very strategically. You know, if somebody's looking to partner with us in XYZ city, there's a certain amount of content information that goes out to them based on their particular request. And then we've got CRMs and technology and all kinds of things set up to handle that, all the way to the point where it gets like almost like a trigger where it's like, hey, this person has a score of 46, meaning they've made it all the way through all the important steps, and we know exactly when to pick up the phone and call them, so we can really maximize our time here at corporate. So that's what I would say on the corporate side. I mean, we utilize technology. We're talking to all kinds of technology folks all the time to keep tweaking and fine-tune what we're doing to make sure that we can utilize the technology, because we're a small team, and if you don't have that technology in place, if you don't have the right funnels in place, you got leaks all over the place. So we're very, very conscious of that.
Well, I mean, hey, for all those people that doubted that there wasn't something methodical about people, you know, getting up and having a good time on a bike, rather that it's for a workout or for, you know, a drink or three, there is technology behind this, folks. I think that it was really good to hear that from you, Shane, just so people are kind of aware of, you know, what is the method behind your guys' madness and how you guys are able to do what you do, especially with that small team. And, you know, a lot of folks, when they first get started into the franchise space, there's a lot of things that they regret, of course, right? But I think that, you know, what is one thing that you guys wish that you knew as, you know, getting into the space at such a young age? You know, what was one thing that you, kind of some advice for some folks that are listening that may be able to help folks avoid, you know, some of the pitfalls that you guys may have fallen into in the beginning of your franchise journey?
Absolutely. What a great question. And it's the old adage. It's that, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And when you come into, especially like in the franchising side of things, or even business in general, there's already been so many people that have paved the path, that have done so many things. They've already made every single mistake. And there's people who are doing things that are just absolutely like mind boggling on how much success they're having out there. And, you know, fortunately for us, and again, this is a really fortunate thing. I've been involved as a partner on the private equity side of things for pretty much the last decade. So I've surrounded myself with these people who are just, to me, just they've got so much more knowledge because they've already done so many of the things that I'm working on doing right now. So for me, for us to really lean on them, to really like, here's what we're super excited and we're pushing and we're running at 100 miles per hour. But it's really, really important to dial back. It's great to have that energy, lay out the foundation, lay out the plan, but then have as many people as you can who you know have already done it, have them review that plan, have them poke holes in it. Because it just gets you to think. And even if you tweak like one or two small things just from the advice that you get, man, that could be years of your development process. So to me, I think the biggest thing that anyone can do is just, especially in this franchising world, this franchising community is so unbelievably cool. It's like, you know, Zach, you and I had that conversation the other day. And we both like got on the phone like, hey, man, what can I do for you? Hey, what can I do for you? And we were really trying to, we were just like genuine. How can we help each other out? Like, what can we do with our knowledge, our background, our networks, our industries, to help each other out? And I think the more that you can tap into that like network and those people, they're so willing to help you and like share with you. It's like, man, hold on to that stuff. You have to have the energy, the foundation of what you're building, where you're going in your direction. But man, don't be stubborn. Go find that network and find people that will help you. They'll shave years off of what it will take you to develop your business.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I think that, you know, a lot of people that don't approach it that way, you know, a lot of people in the industry that are in the know, I suppose, say, you know, it takes 3 years to really break into it. And a lot of people don't necessarily have the stomach to, you know, to kind of weather that storm. And I think that the best way to do that is to be super outgoing and just go up and just talk to anybody. It doesn't matter where you are. One of my first clients in my old company, I met him going down an escalator at a random conference. My second job out of college, I met the guy when we were washing our hands in a bathroom at a conference, and he just looked over and just started talking to me and recognized, you know, my name tag and was just talking to me. I mean, things like that happen. You know, it doesn't only happen in dating folks where you meet somebody random. It does happen in the business world too, and especially in franchising,
sure,
such a closely knit community. So I definitely do agree with that sentiment completely. And, you know, and Shane, I really appreciate you coming on the podcast and, you know, talking a little bit about your brand and sharing a little bit about what you guys do. Where can people go to learn a little bit more about you guys, rather to invest or just to be, you know, just a consumer of it?
Perfect. So one part, go to, you know, online. It's just going to be pedalpub.com, 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 or find me, Shane Dunn on LinkedIn, and just feel free to connect with me. I mean, I think LinkedIn has been, it's kind of interesting. You know, you think social media and it's, There's so much focus on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter. LinkedIn has actually been creeping up for me and has been probably one of my most used tools for the last, I don't know, year. And a lot of communication happens there. So please, if you want to reach out and hit me up via LinkedIn.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Shane, thank you so much for hopping on here and talking with us for a little bit. I know that this time of year is crazy. You're trying to get deals closed before everybody's out for the holidays, which basically is next week. So I appreciate you doing this for us, and really looking forward to having the folks hear this. Folks, if you guys have any questions for Shane, again, please feel free to connect with him on LinkedIn, as he said. And if you guys would like to hear any follow-up questions that you have about PedalPub or anything of that nature, and you can't reach Shane, please feel free to reach out to me on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, or via email as well. Thank you guys so much for the time, and really, really looking forward to having you guys talk with me again after the meeting. Cheers.